Rahman Rahim. We are discussing the various ahadith on the importance of iman and the importance of preserving our iman so that we can get salvation in the hereafter. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The person who will be most fortunate to get my intercession on the day of Qiyamah will be the person who said La ilaha illallah with the sincerity of his heart. The person who says La ilaha illallah with the sincerity of his heart, this is the person who will be the most fortunate to get the intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah." Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that one day Mu'az bin radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sitting behind Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the same saddle. That is, they were riding an animal and they were sitting in the same saddle when the latter said to him, "O Mu'az bin Jabal," he replied, "O Rasul of Allah, I am here and I am fortunate to be with you." He said, "O Mu'az," he replied, "O Rasul of Allah, I am here and I am fortunate to be with you." He said this three times. He then said, "Whoever testifies with all his heart that none is worthy of worship besides Allah and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most certainly makes the hellfire unlawful to him, that is, the fire of hell is made haram for him, he will not enter the fire." He said, "O Messenger of Allah, should I not convey this to the people so that they may rejoice?" He replied, "If you convey this to them, they will place their reliance on it." In other words, they will abandon doing good deeds. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this hadith at the time of his death for fear of bearing the sin of concealing a hadith. So all his life he kept it a secret because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that people will take it for granted that I got iman, I read kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, so now my passport for Jannat I got. So a person will start taking it for granted, he will take it easy when it comes to good deeds are concerned, and that may cause him to slip up, and it could result in his deprivation. So therefore Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him not to mention it in a manner that people will misunderstand it. So Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he kept this away till the time of his death and then he made it known. So what we find that there are two explanations of this hadith by the commentators, and one is that it refers to salvation from eternal punishment in hellfire. In other words, the reader of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah will not go forever into fire of hell. He might go for a certain period of time for whatever sins he committed, but unlike the disbelievers and the idolaters, he will not be left forever and ever in the hellfire. Will be just put into a fire of hell for a limited period of time. The other explanation is that when we say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, it means the deen in its entirety. So whoever gives this testimony with sincerity and full comprehension, then his life will become in conformity with it. So he will become a fully practicing Muslim. So therefore, this glad tidings is for a person who not only says La ilaha illallah, but he becomes practical on what La ilaha illallah stands for. That is, he becomes a good practicing Muslim, a pious Muslim, and then the glad tidings is definitely there for a pious practicing Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from them. Rifa' al-Juhani radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I give testimony before Allah that the person who dies whilst testifying with all his heart that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and I am the messenger of Allah, and then he remains on good deeds. Here it is mentioned, and then he remains on good deeds, then he will certainly enter Jannah. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I heard Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, I know a statement which if a person says whilst considering it to be true with his heart and passes away in that state, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most certainly make him unlawful to the fire of hell, and that is the statement of La ilaha illallah. أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شانه الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah,